Heather, are you going to handle the license sales update? The time. But guys, we've got time covered.
Yep.
Thanks, Tom.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. And quickly before I jump into the license sales, just following up on what Emmett and Jackie just provided to you, I just want to extend another thank you to all of our WDS staff working on Canada goose depredation this year. It was a tough and challenging year. The depredation work that they worked on probably started easily 3 weeks earlier than normal. Probably we were working short staff before we even had some of our seasonal and intern staff on that work and help us out in those situations. So just want to extend a big thank you and attaboy for the great work that all of our WDS staff, intern, seasonal, and other staff that assist in Canada goose depredation. It becomes a very trying, challenging, and difficult time, and we really try to provide a service to our landowner cooperators. And so just want to, again, say thank you to all of our staff that worked so diligently this year in a pretty challenging and a high-request year for goose depredation work up in Eastern South Dakota. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Jumping into a quick update on license sales for you, found in your booklet there. I'm just going to touch base on a couple of key items. One, again, to make you all aware, our license year ends next week. Normally it ends on the December 15th this year with the Go Outdoor South Dakota new system. It'll be the 14th. So we only have a few short days left in our quote-unquote license year. And so the numbers that you see here in front of you again in the license report, it compares to where we are this year at this time compared to the previous years. And we are certainly seeing some very positive things this year in comparison to last year, particularly on the non-resident side of things, but also seeing some very positive license sales on the resident side inclusive. Couple items on the resident side, the combination license sales are up a little bit from last year. The one area that we still, and we've talked about this a couple different times, where we saw license sales down from last year is in particular on the resident annual fishing licenses. And we continue to work with those folks, reach out to them. Don't know what the big difference was this year compared to last year, other than people were really excited, I think, last year to get outside and enjoy the outdoors with the pandemic. But still, we had a phenomenal fishing year. Fishing was superb on the Missouri River, Lake Oahee, Lake Sharp, up and down the river. Obviously, up here in the northeast part of the state, fishing has been fantastic, as well as many other bodies of water across the state. So we'll continue to watch that, but I would say in general, from a pheasant hunting standpoint, those license sales that contribute to small game hunting will be about status quo or up just a little bit, I would say, at the end of the license year for our resident side of things. On the non-resident side, we have seen some, what I would consider some significant or real positive jumps or increases from last year. And especially if you look at the non-resident small game hunting licenses, right now, in fact, I just got an updated number even from what's in your sheet. We're a little over 74,000 non-resident small game license sales as we speak. And we anticipate this weekend, a couple more days. Hard to say what that number will be at, but in comparison to last year, we were a little over 62,000. Right now, we're a little over 74,000. So we're excited about that. It's a real positive thing to see, especially when all of us start talking about budgets and the resources available to us to do all of our programs and services that we provide to our hunters, anglers, and our landowner cooperators out there. And then also that non-resident annual fishing licenses were very strong this year, up over 17% from last year. So that is a real positive, again, a tribute to the quality fishing that we have in South Dakota and people wanting to come here to enjoy the outdoors. Also in respect to small game hunting, if you look at the five-day preserve, again, you see a pretty substantial jump there, close to almost a 40% jump from last year for those five-day preserve license sales. And I would share with you when Secretary Roebling and I have a monthly call with some of the folks in the pheasant hunting industry, the one clear message we have heard from them for the last 2 months is that things have been very strong. They continue to receive calls about are there still opportunities to come yet this year within some opportunities at their facilities. So These numbers are sure indicative of what our folks are seeing out there across the state in terms of hunters coming into South Dakota. So, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, I give you my overall summary that things look really good right now. We're in a much better place this year than we were last year. And hopefully this just builds more momentum going into the future. We know people want to get outdoors. We know we are still world-class hunting, fishing in South Dakota, and I think these numbers are also indicative of that. And we'll continue to watch them, report to you, and then we'll give you the final license year end, or the end of the year license sales, once we have those complete and run. And if we have them even before the next commission meeting in January, we'll get them out so you can see them, and then we can talk about it more at the January meeting. So with that, I'll try to answer any of your questions.
Anybody have any questions for Tom? Yeah, it's great stuff. I mean, the non-resident stuff, you know, you have 12,000 more than we had last year. You know, that 50,000 more in burgers and breakfasts and lunches and dinners that are getting sold, you know, three times a day while they're here. So we need to see those numbers continue to improve. So
yeah,
big jump.
Yeah, agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.